Hello.
Good evening. My name is Estelle. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're just conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. Are you or is anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaign?
No, but if they asked me to participate in campaigning, I would.
Okay. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, a U.S. Senate, a Florida state legislator, and local issues on Tuesday, November the 5th? I'm definitely going to vote. I'm very likely to vote. I'm somewhat likely to vote. I'm not very likely to vote.
No. I'm going to definitely vote.
You're going to vote. Okay. You're gonna
Oh, yes. 100%.
Okay. Which of the political parties are you registered? Democrat, a Republican, independent, or some other political party?
I was Republican, but I'm becoming independent.
Independent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What is the last grade of your formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college graduate with an associate or 2-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor or 4-year degree, postgraduate.
Yeah, the last one was a 4-year degree.
4 years degree. Okay.
Yeah.
What is your main racial background? White, Hispanic, African American, Asian?
I'm white.
Okay. What is your age? 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56, 65, over 65?
56 and up.
I'm sorry?
56 and up.
Okay. Generally speaking, will you say things in Oshawa County are going the right direction, or have they gotten off the wrong track?
No, it has gone all off the wrong track, although we have a very great governor, that's for sure.
Okay, so your answer, wrong track, right? Okay.
To me?
You say wrong track, correct?
Yeah, it's not on the good track.
Oh, okay. When voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. Afterwards, please indicate how you will vote on it.
Oh, I won't vote on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
The proposal.
It depends on what the proposal is.
Okay. And the proposal is called Bond Referendum for Acquisition and Management of Environmentally Sensitive Recreational and Flood Control Land. And the ballot reads, to acquire, persevere, and protect, manage, improve, or restore environmentally significant lands, wildlife, habitat, land for flood control, and land for trails and passive recreation shall Osceola County levy an additional 0.25 mil ad valorem tax and issue bonds payable therefrom in one or more series with an aggregate principal amount not exceeding $70 million, excluding previously authorized indebtedness, maturing no later than 20 years from issuance, bearing interest not exceeding the maximum legal rate. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
Well, that depends. I would have to read on the proposal, just not what you just said, but I would want to know where all the money goes to. Because the proposal has been very nice, but very often they gave just a little overview on what they are planning to do with it, but then they are not showing where each dollar goes to.
Okay, so you're telling me. Okay, yeah. So I understand you're telling me you haven't decided yet?
Not on that one. I would first
want to know where
it's going to. Because it's nice what they're saying, but that doesn't mean that they're doing it.
Okay, I understand that. Now, if you knew this proposal will cost the average homeowner $40 per year for the next 20 years, will you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
I would not vote it in favor.
No. You're telling me definitely vote no against or probably vote no against?
Then I would vote no. Then I would vote no.
Definitely. Okay. Okay, as mentioned, this proposal will raise about $70 million to conserve environmentally sensitive lands and cost the average Osceola County homeowners about $40 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? I prefer this proposal raise less money to conserve environmentally sensitive lands, about $40 million, which will cost the average Osceola County homeowner about $23 per year. I prefer this proposal raise more money to conserve environmentally sensitive lands, about $100 million, which will cost the average Osceola County homeowner about $57 per year. I'm fine with the current proposal, which will cost the average Osceola County homeowner about $40 per year. I oppose this proposal regardless of how much money will be raised to conserve environmentally sensitive land.
I would oppose it because it can be done cheaper. It should not have to cost a homeowner any money.
Okay, so
they use those wording environmental friendly, environmental, and for the green thing, and that they're actually trying to promote helping with the carbon emissions, and it's like reducing the CO2. No, we're not reducing the CO2 because we need CO2. The plant life can't live without CO2. We need CO2. What we don't need is methane gases. So these are just things that, because they have used it, they have funneled trillions of dollars in fighting for this, and nothing has happened. It has only gotten worse. And so the electrical vehicles that they were supposedly environmental friendly are costing the environment even more, because it takes fuel, not fossil fuel, it takes fuel to have generators run at the gas stations so that these cars can be electrically charged. And if you're living in California and you have to make a choice, having AC in the house at 100 degrees outside or charge a car, that tells you enough how much the grid that they are actually using to have these cars charged is actually not being able to hold up on that. So it is a failed attempt to what they have tried to do. So when it comes to environmental things, I'm a very strong advocate to improve it a lot, but the money that they're trying to collect or use from a budget, that money goes to things that is irrelevant where it goes to, because it doesn't go to what it needs to be doing. And this is where I'm saying I oppose, unless I get to see each dollar where it's going. You see, I'm in this whole part of working plans. I have members, I have friends that are members in Congress, and I have conversations with them. They often come and ask me for advice. And so, and I'm very proud of it, but it's not that I want to be, you know, having a pat on my shoulder. I'm just a very strong advocate when it comes to, can it be improved the environment, and how can we save the people money? Because right now, it burdens the U.S. people, the taxpayer people, a lot of money what they've been doing. You can't have an open border and blame it on climate change. That is what we're dealing with. And so these are the problems of today, that they are trying to promote climate change when the climate has never changed. It always changes every year, but it never changes over the centuries. It has actually been improved, but they are using devices that they should not be using to change the whole landscape and the environment. So,
I understand that, sir. Just a question. In this case, will you vote according to the answers? I oppose this proposal regardless of how much. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, I understand. From the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Osceola County focus on most to help you and your family? Improving public education and local schools, fighting crimes and drugs, and improving public safety, and dealing with inflation and high cost of living, improving the economy and creating jobs, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitats, reducing traffic and congestion, holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending, protecting water quality and water supply, reducing property insurance costs, controlling growth and development.
And do I have to choose one?
Yes.
Well, all of them are important. All of them are. But there is one thing you haven't mentioned. Although our governor, DeSantis, is a strong advocate for what is called law and order. And we need the police. We need that. One, you give the police and the law the strength that they need, then crime can be fought. If you strengthen and make the crimes heavier charges, then death will increase. We close the borders, crime reduce. There is a lot of things that happen when things are going down. And so I think DeSantis is doing a great job on that, on all those aspects. Can it be more? Can it be done more? Oh, my gosh, yes. But all of them are important, not just one, all of them.
But if you have to pick just one of these options,
okay, the educational system needs to be changed.
Improving public education and local schools.
Yes.
Okay.
The whole situation needs to be changed and it needs to be improved.
Do you think Osceola County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, about right?
Oh, no, it's growing. Way too fast. They are working behind the eight ball, what means they're really behind schedule, because not only did we had already a fast growth of people coming to Florida because of the woke ideology and the government and the sanctuary state that they are getting these immigrants. People are packing their bags and coming to Florida and Texas because these are the places where they say no to that. and so the people are more safer here than anywhere else.
Okay. Next question. If approved by voters, if this proposal will authorize the Osceola Board of County Commissioners to spend these taxpayers' funds on conserving environmentally sensitive lands. Knowing this, will you say you trust or do not trust the Osceola Board of County Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely? Definitely do not trust?
Yeah, no, I do not trust.
Or probably?
No, I do not trust.
Okay, between the options, probably or definitely?
You mean not that I don't trust them?
Uh-huh. Definitely,
yeah,
you will
definitely
say.
Definitely. No, definitely. No, definitely.
Okay, next question. These are numbers of ways that the money could be spent for this program to conserve environmentally sensitive lands in Osceola County. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each of the following ways to spend this money. To provide parks and trails, strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
No, I approve. But do you hear how many times you use the word environmentally? It's almost every question or a few questions in between that you don't ask, but you mentioned environmental a lot. And this is where I'm listening to, okay, what are you promoting? Of course we need parks because they're building homes, schools and stores. People need to go somewhere and they need to be able to walk around with having cars flying behind them. So yes, I would, you know, strongly say yes, we need to have parks.
Okay, so you say you strongly approve, right?
Yeah.
Or somewhat approve.
Okay. What do you want me to tell you? Because there's obviously, I give you an answer, but you're constantly asking me, well, what do you say? What do you mean? It's like, okay, what part do I need, what word do you need to say? Because obviously I hear you ask me over and over and over. And it's like, okay, I guess
I'm asking you because there are two different choices. Someone, somewhat approve or strongly approve. So.
No. Of course, if I say yes, no, I would go for that. Then it's not somewhat. It means yes, strongly.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
And acquire open space in areas of high growth.
Like what?
Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Of what part? Because I was just not following what you were saying.
Let me repeat that. To acquire open space in areas of high growth.
Areas of that one word. I think it's your accent. Sometimes I have to listen close to what area is it that you're talking about?
In areas of high growth.
High growth. What is that?
High growth.
Is that high ground?
No, high growth.
Oh, you mean the growth. The growth of the population. Oh, yes. So, yes, of course. But they have to. Yes. I agree with that. That has to be done.
Okay. Is strongly approve or somewhat approve?
No. I approve of that.
Okay. And to protect a working farm and ranches?
Working
farms and ranches.
No, I approve.
Okay, you approve. To improve flood control?
Well, yeah, although I think that they have that pretty much under control. It's not that they need to improve on it. I think Florida is very well, you know, very well prepared for those kind of things. I have lived here now for over 20 years, and I have seen the improvement. And right now, they got to a point that they got it down to a science that they know what they're doing. So they don't have to improve. They just need to continue doing what they're doing.
Okay. To improve water quality?
Oh, well, yeah, they need to stop using so much chemicals in the water. There are better ways of doing this.
Okay. Will you say you strongly disapprove, somewhat disapprove?
No, they need to improve it, but they need to stop using chemicals to improve it.
Uh-huh.
So
okay.
I would say, yes, they need to improve it. I agree with that.
Okay. And to provide recreational trails for walking, hiking, jogging?
Yes. I approve. Yeah, approve. Yeah.
And to protect water resources?
Yes.
And to acquire and manage environmentally significant land?
Yes.
Okay. Next question. You will now be giving a few statements about this program to conserve environmentally sensitive lands in Oshawa County. After each statement, please indicate if it will make you more likely or less likely to support the program. If it will you make no difference, you can also indicate that as well.
Okay, the first one.
And there will be full public disclosure of all project spending, much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or no difference?
More likely.
Okay. There is a citizens oversight committee that guides the county commission in their decision making, much more likely,
Much more likely.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there will be an annual public audit of how the funds are spent. Much more likely, somewhat more likely.
Yes, much more likely. Yes.
Okay. And the funds from this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds. Much more likely, somewhat more likely. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you will now be giving some statements in favor of this program to conserve environmentally sensitive lands in Oshawa County. After each statement, please indicate whether the argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not convincing,
okay,
or not at all convincing as the reason.
No, I understand what you're saying. I know what the options are. Go ahead.
Okay. Oshawa County is one of the fastest growing counties in Florida. By preserving these lands, this proposal will slow rampant development that is harming quality of life and driving up costs for everyday residents. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing. With land prices rising dramatically and the amount of natural lands, we must act now to preserve our last remaining natural areas and wildlife habitats for our children and grandchildren before they are lost to development. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, not at all convincing. Very, okay. Nothing is more important than having clean water to drink. By supporting this proposal, we can purchase land to protect drinking water quality by preventing runoff and toxic chemicals from flowing into Oshawa County's water. Very convincing, somewhat convincing.
Very convincing.
Okay. And next one, the changing climate is leading to stronger storms and more frequent flooding that affects our everyday life. These proposals conserve our forests and wetlands that naturally absorb floodwaters and reduce the risk of flooding, and homeowners and local businesses. Do you think it's very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing? I'm sorry?
It's not convincing because it's not true.
Not convincing, not too convincing?
No.
Okay.
No, because I know how it is created. I know
okay.
how they do it. So that's
okay.
just, yeah. Anyhow, go ahead.
The next one, outdoor recreation already generates millions of dollars for Osceola County each year, and this proposal will help boost the local economy, support our small businesses and agriculture industries, and create more jobs. Do you think it's very convincing, somewhat convincing,
yeah,
not
that is,
too convincing?
That is somewhat convincing.
Somewhat, okay. And this proposal is not a new tax, rather a continuation of an environmental land conservation program that nearly 7 in 10 Osceola County residents have previously approved. This program has protected over 3,000 acres of environmentally sensitive lands for conservation and public use, like Shingle Creek, Camp Lonesome, and Cherokee Point. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing.
It's somewhat convincing.
Okay,
yeah.
And this proposal...
Shingle Creek is owned by Disney.
Okay, okay.
Did you know that?
I'm sorry?
Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
That's why it's like, I know what they're doing. I see where they can improve. I see that there are certain things that are very well done that I can really take my hat off. But there's other things that's like, no, that's a red flag. So I'm an advocate and I'm a fighter for that.
Okay, I understand that. This proposal.
How many questions do you need to ask?
We have a couple of more questions. We already completed more than the half of this survey. Thank you very much for your time, but we do have some questions left.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, let me just hurry. This proposal will create new parks, trails, and recreational areas for residents to enjoy the outdoors. Do you think it's very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, not at all?
Yeah, it is convincing.
Somewhat or very?
Yeah, no, somewhat.
Okay, in today's digital age, it is more important than ever to provide parks, natural areas, and outdoor recreation programs for children to play outdoors and be physically active. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all?
Somewhat.
I am preserving natural areas, wildlife, habitat, and water resources can play a very important role in preserving our quality of life in Osceola County. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing,
also,
or not
somewhat.
Convincing. Somewhat, okay. $3.33 per month is a small price to pay to preserve and protect our water quality and some of the last remaining natural areas in Osceola County. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all.
I'm neutral on that. It's not really convincing.
Okay. Okay, next question. Now taking into account everything you just heard, you will now be asked again about this program to conserve environmentally sensitive lands in Osceola County. If the election were held today, will you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote against this proposal?
No, yes.
Yes in favor?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Will you say you're definitely voting or probably voting just in favor? Definitely or probably?
Oh, definitely.
Okay. Next one, you will now be giving some statements against these programs to conserve environmentally sensitive lands in Osceola County. After each statement, please indicate whether the argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing,
okay,
or not at all. Okay, with inflation, high gas prices, skyrocketing costs, I cannot afford paying anything more in taxes. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, not at all convincing.
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay, and this proposal will give millions more taxpayers' dollars to local politicians, and we can trust them to spend this money the right way. It will just end up getting wasted on their pet projects. Very convincing, somewhat convincing. I'm sorry?
Not convincing.
Will you say not too convincing or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay. We simply can trust Osceola County to actual projects, these lands. They just allow part of a split oak forest, a land they say will be protected forever to be used for a new super highway, which will allow thousands of homes to be built, encouraging new sprawling development. Taxpayers should not be spending millions more on a proposal like this, because this county can turn around and allow that land to be used for other purposes. A very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too much.
Not convincing.
Or not too much, or not, or you mean not at all? Which one? Can you hear me? Okay, Osceola County taxpayers are already on the hook for nearly $700 million of debt, and this proposal will increase the county's debt by at least $70 million. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing.
Somewhat.
Okay. And there are more important things to spend taxpayers' money on, such as roads, education, and public safety. While open space trials and parks are nice, we should first focus on more pressing problems. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all.
Somewhat
convincing. Okay. And one final time, taking into account everything you just heard, if the election were held today, will you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against? Yes in favor, no against? I'm sorry, I can barely hear you. Can you repeat that one more time? Now I can hear you better. Can you repeat that one more time?
Yes, I would not vote for it. I would say no.
Okay. No against?
Yes, no. I would vote
okay.
No.
Okay. Will you say you're definitely voting or probably voted no again?
No, I would not vote for that.
Okay, definitely. Okay, and please, the following statement in your own words. If I have one hesitation in voting for this proposal, it is?
Not enough information. Like I said, I would want to read more on it.
Uh-huh.
I would want to see the detail of it in order to know what I would vote for. I don't vote for somebody just giving me the highlights in order to vote for yes or no. I would want to dig into that. It's like voting for a president. You
okay.
have to learn to know what the man is about, what his history is, what has he accomplished, and what will he do for the country based on that.
Okay.
Because you have people in politics for many years and they haven't accomplished anything. And then they suddenly want to run for president. And that I won't vote for.
Okay, okay, I understand that.
Okay.
Next question. We're almost done. As you may know, in 1991, Osceola County used state and county funding to permanently protect its bleak owl forest. Recently, the county approved building a new trail road through a portion of its bleak owl forest. The project will give 60 acres of land in a split of forest to Central Florida Expressway Authority to build and the new toll road. With whom do you agree more? Opponents who say this project will destroy native wildlife habitat that has been protected for three decades and calls into questions whether the county can be trusted to protect land set aside for conservation in the future, or the other option, supporters who
no,
say
that
this right.
No, you don't have to explain the other one. Yes.
Okay.
What you just said, I would say that's what I would go for.
Okay, and you will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only, regardless of how you may feel today. For whom do you vote in 2020 presidential election? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, someone else, or did not vote for president?
Okay.
Okay.
So you need me to tell you who I'm going to vote for?
No.
Okay.
This says, for whom did you vote in 2020 presidential election? The question is asking you. If you voted for any of these candidates, Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or Joe Biden, Democratic, someone else, or did not vote for president?
I voted for Trump.
Okay. And next question, if you were to label yourself, will you say you're a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political belief? Very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very conservative.
Very conservative. Okay. Okay, that's it. Thank you so much for your time, and have a nice day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.